Have you had a drink of the water of life? You may say, what's that? Well, I'm going to tell you about it in our story today. Jesus is about to leave Judea and go into Galilee. Would you like to join us? Oh, he's saying something now. Listen.
On the way to Galilee, we must go through Samaria.
Some wondered, why Samaria? The Jews usually go around Samaria because they have nothing to do with the Samaritans. There was a difference in their religions. About 11 o'clock, everyone was getting tired and hungry. Jesus stopped at the well and sat down while the disciples went into the town for food. While Jesus sat there resting, a Samaritan woman came to draw water from the well. Then Jesus spoke.
Would you please give me a drink of water?
I'm surprised that you, being a Jew, would ask a drink from a Samaritan woman, for the Jews have no dealings with Samaritans, as you know.
If you only knew and understood God's gift and who it is you are talking to, you would ask me for living water.
Sir, you have no pail to draw up the water, and this well is deep. How can you give me living water? Where do you get this living water?
All who drink of this water will be thirsty again. But whoever takes a drink of the water that I will give him shall never, no, never be thirsty any more. But the water that I will give him shall become a spring of water welling up, bubbling, overflowing with eternal life.
Oh, sir, give me this water so I won't have to come here every day to get water.
Go, call your husband and come back here.
I have no husband.
You have spoken truly, for you have had 5 husbands, and the man you live with now is not your husband.
Don't leave. I'll be back right away.
And the woman rushed off to bring others to hear Jesus. They came and also believed in him. Are you thirsty for the water of life? Jesus said, blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Then pray with me right now. Dear Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for the wrong things I have done. Forgive me. Come into my heart and give me this living water of everlasting life. I thank you for dying on the cross for me and rising from the grave. I thank you that I am now a child of God. Help me to live the rest of my life for you. Amen.